You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This note is another no name, please. And you'll understand why here in a second. Why don't we just call her Kristen?
Perfect.
We'll just call her Kristen. She doesn't want us to use her name.
All right.
And I like the way she starts. She goes, first of all, I'm not a snoop. I don't usually stick my nose in people's business. Well, let me just jump in right here. Kristen, this show, we thank you for sticking your nose in people's business because it provides us with a segment that we can talk about. She says, but there's a guy I work with who has started always giving a shoulder rub to a woman who works just a few cubicles down from me. Let's jump in again here.
Okay.
You know what it is. So he's making the rounds.
Yeah.
You know.
Gets behind
you. And then
you.
He'll stop at this one particular cubicle. And while he's talking to this woman, he just kind of gives her a little shoulder rub.
Oh, you're a little tense. You're a little tight. You everything good? All right. Yeah.
So Kristen says, I know this guy's wife. Part of me wants to just casually let her know that he's getting awfully friendly with someone. Is that something that would be a good thing to do or not? If I was his wife, I would want to know. She says, thank you. I love my boys in the morning. No name, please.
All right, Snoopy Kristen.
That is short and sweet.
Yeah.
She knows the guy's wife and sees him getting, what would we call that? Getting familiar with
handsy,
somebody
a little
office?
Handsy. It's friendly handsy, though, I feel like. I mean, this, I don't feel like it's full-on sexual or anything like that. I need to know if this guy's the friendly guy in the office who is just kind of known to... He's a toucher, you know? A lot of people just do that. They touch. I know various people in our office, as we're walking down the hall, I've had people put their arm around me and kind of squeeze my upper shoulder, you know, as we're talking.
Yeah.
It's just a friendly gesture, I think.
People are wired differently. Some are into hugs and shoulder rubs and touching of...
Sure.
Thighs and you know, when you're sitting, you know, at a in a conference room, and they'll reach over and they'll put their hand on your leg to tell you something.
They'll play footsie with you during an all staff.
They'll go into the supply closet and make out with you.
No big deal. Just the friendly guy in the office.
What Kristen is asking is, would you let that person's spouse or significant other know? Would you mind your own business? And she says, if I was his wife, I would want to know. That's a whole nother segment, by the way, because I am on record as saying I would never want to know. And I know some people, I think you are the I want to know. I'm the I don't want to know. But that's another segment.
That's for another time.
This is, should Kristen reach out and just draw, as she says, you know, casually let her know that her husband is getting awfully friendly with someone.
You got to really place yourself in the position of this guy's spouse right now and kind of, you know, wonder, like, if your SO was doing this to somebody at work, would you want to know? Would you want somebody just to drop you a text and say, hey, heads up, just this might be nothing, but just so you know. Would you want that?
Amy, what do you think? Should Kristen say something to the spouse or not?
It doesn't really matter about... Hold on. I was picking up speaker.
Yeah, we'll wait. No big deal.
Yeah.
Got nothing else to do. We're good.
Sure. Just as long as you're done, get it off speaker in the next 20 minutes so we can do the mind bender. But
you better now? Is it better?
Better now. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. So what do you think about this?
Okay, so every morning I have a coworker that comes up and gives us hugs, and it's completely innocent. But I'll tell you right now, he always smells so good. His cologne just makes him smell so good. And I give him a big hug, and I say, you know what? Your wife makes you smell so good every morning.
Okay.
Well, so is that kind of like a passive-aggressive thing to let him know that you aren't going to fool around with a married man? Is that what you're doing?
Absolutely.
Or?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I fool around with a married man.
So you just reiterate that he's married.
I met his wife. I just like to make him feel good in the morning and say, dang, your wife makes you smell good every morning.
Why are you guys even hugging every morning?
It's just a morning hug. It's simply casual. It's nothing... You know, it's nothing to make out of it. I mean,
you don't know what's going on in his mind.
well, I mean,
he could be super excited for his morning hug every day.
Well, and she is.
Like, in a way, you're kind of cheating.
No.
You think so? I don't.
If you're
no.
looking, if you're excited about a morning hug every day, and you huff this guy's cologne,
it's
I
fine,
feel like
Amy.
There's a little something there, Amy.
No, don't listen to Jeremy.
No,
if you keep giving the guy
there.
A hug
no.
and just leave it at a hug, everything's fine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give his wife a compliment as well.
So you think this shoulder rub is okay then for this guy to be doing that every day?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, then we'll put that down as a don't stop.
Keep rubbing.
And don't call the wife. Amy, have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Amy.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Chad. Chad, what do you think? Are we calling the wife or not?
Good morning. I'm definitely saying no, don't call the wife.
Just let it be. Are you that type of guy that's a rubber and a hugger?
I mean, you know, if it's out there, yeah, I'm not against it as long as it's innocent. I'm a don't cheat kind of guy, so, you know, I wouldn't do anything like that inappropriately. But if it's accepted and it's okay and it's kind of a normal standard amongst an office or coworkers, I'm not against it.
Okay. So, in other words...
I do have to say...
Yes?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you're not an initiator is what I'm kind of gathering, but if it is offered, you won't refuse it.
That is correct. I usually would not initiate because you don't know, you know, somebody could be married or might have a jealous husband. You know, I'm not usually an offer, but if it's offered up to me, I'm not against it. So.
Okay, good.
All right.
I feel like I'm that way too. I don't usually go in for a hug with people that don't. They have to initiate, and then I'm usually all in.
Well, then you're committed. I mean, it's like they're coming at you with open arms. What do? Just stand there? You're kind of obligated to return
with
the hug.
Dead arm, yeah.
Yeah, you just stand there with dead arms.
So what was the other thing that was on your mind, though?
So I did want to say that I do believe she should casually, next time he's rubbing on her shoulders, get up and go, you know, kind of walk by and tap him on the shoulder and be like, oh, you know, I was talking to your wife and I forgot to tell her. Can you pass this message along?
Oh, I see what you're doing there, Chad.
You know, let me stop
you. It's
kind of
like
there,
the other
Chad.
Lady, though. You're just reminding him he has a wife.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
And letting the other lady know that he's married. So.
These, you know, there's so many like junior high games that people start in, you know, inserting into this thing. Either you're going to tell the wife or you're just going to mind your own business. But going and doing some sort of passive aggressive, by the way, tell your wife I said hi. I mean, you
know, were you okay with that with the hugger who said the cologne smelled good and the
no,
wife does
I don't
a good
think
job?
She needs to. I don't feel like she needs to bring that up. It's kind of. It's unnecessary. You're either going to do something or you're not. But you
well,
don't have to, like, play games.
Anyways, and I'm not saying play games. I'm saying play detective a week or two later. Right?
I like that line,
that's
Chad.
Funny.
That's a good
Chad,
line.
Chad, you're good. We got to run, buddy. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
You too, guys.
See you, buddy. I like that line. That was funny.
Don't play games.
Detective.
Play detective. Oh, that's good. Here's Brittany. Brittany, are we letting the wife know or not?
No, I think we should just mind our own business.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how does it affect Kristen, right? Is it affecting Kristen's personal life? Is it affecting her work?
And if it truly is innocent and nothing, then she's going to blow this out of proportion and make it something. And then it's going to be weird around the office.
Exactly. Yeah. And it'll be weird when she hangs out with her friend. And I have a husband and... He's just a nice guy, and I could totally see him very innocently rubbing some other woman's shoulders, and I genuinely would not care because it's just him being his normal, nice self.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I like that.
Fair enough. So, I'm really glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. So far, it is 3-0 in favor of... Do not tell the wife. John, you're going to get the last word. Well, you and Patty will get the last words. What do you think?
I'd say no, because I think she runs the risk of alienating both of them. Because if anything, nothing's going on, then she's just going to be seen as a nosy busybody. And if something is going on, then, you know, that's a case of shoot the messenger.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And it not only possibly alienating the guy and his wife, but also alienating the other woman coworker. If that guy comes by and says, "Yeah, I'm, you know, I gotta keep my distance because Kristen down there called my wife," you know,
yeah, accused me of having an affair, and then just it gets all weird in the office.
I'm glad you called, buddy. Have a great day.
Bye, John.
You too.
Thank you so much. And the last word, we said five calls says it all. Patty, you are call number five. What do you think?
Good morning. I guess my thought is, why aren't we talking to the woman that he's doing this to and find out how she feels? Then go from there instead of this passive-aggressive crap that I keep hearing. So it's like, why aren't you talking
to
her?
What do you
want
to talk to her about? Like, if she feels uncomfortable by this, or does she?
If she feels uncomfortable by this, yes.
But again, why is that Kristen's business either?
No. Yeah, you're inserting yourself anyway, then.
Can't the woman just make her own decisions, and if she doesn't want it, stand up and say, stop rubbing my shoulders? Why would you have Kristen get involved?
Well, the point is, maybe she doesn't have enough confidence or courage to
thought
say
about
no.
That. It's the whole see something, say something, and maybe now she's got somebody who's going to give her the confidence to go talk to HR.
Patty, that's a fair point. Very good. Thank you for calling us and talking about that. We appreciate you.
You're quite welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. That's my stance. Let it be. I'm not going to get in the middle of this. I'm just going to keep doing my job. And I'm going to go with the, if it truly is nothing, he's nice. You call his wife, you start a big mess, then everything is going to go south. Just, you know, let it be.
Yeah, just, it is a mind your own business thing. You know, yeah. Kristen, you said at the very beginning, I'm not a snoop. I don't usually stick my nose in people's business. Well, that's a good way to be. So keep
honestly,
being that way.
I think Kristen is just jealous that he's not rubbing her shoulders every day. My shoulders
maybe
are
Kristen
sore
too. Needs to say, maybe she needs to say, when you're done
hey,
down there,
yeah,
I'm over here.
Come down, make your way down here, big boy.